Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 25. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is one of God's most precious gifts to His beloved children. The Spirit takes up residence within those of us who are believers at the moment of salvation and empowers each one of us to overcome sin and live for God's glory. See John 15, verses 26 through 27. However, the Holy Spirit's power can be hindered or even ignored. Walking by the Spirit denotes reliance upon Him. He leads the way and we follow. As He speaks to our spirit, we listen, heed His warnings, and obey His directions. His way is a path of surrender, which, though sometimes difficult, leads to fullness of life. God's Holy Spirit not only guides us, but also enables us, supplying everything needed for living righteously and producing His remarkable fruit in us. See Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. Being led by the Spirit should be the natural lifestyle of all sons and daughters of God. We should intentionally seek to maintain an awareness of His presence throughout the day. As we do, He makes us sensitive to the things of God and provides understanding about the situations and people in our life. Take a walk with the Spirit today. Learn to recognize His voice by spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Focus your thoughts on Him, asking for His guidance and looking expectantly for His leading.